Hey, I don't know if you saw the news last night, because the network news, NBC News, their lead story last night was this press conference that was done with the head of the FBI, the head of the CIA, the head of Homeland Security, and the head of cybersecurity, all of them out there on the in the press room saying that without question, the Russians interfered and continue to interfere and will continue to interfere mm-hmm. with our election system, cyber-wise.
Sure.
And it was unprecedented. They had all of these intelligence heads out there, and yet the president is doing an appearance last night. I forget what state he was in. And he's still talking about the whole thing being made up and a witch hunt of the investigation.
So you think all these guys got together and acted independently of the president?
I think when I saw this, because then the second story was actually about Ivanka doing an appearance somewhere where she was talking about how bothered she was by that whole thing that went on down at the Mexican border of the separating the mothers from their children. And that she also did not agree that the media is the enemy of the people. And they were nearly simultaneous events, or at least that's the way they made it look on the news. And I was imagining the president tied up and gagged in a closet somewhere in the White House.
I don't know if that's true. There's probably no way to figure that out. But to me, you know, it's a little too orchestrated to believe that this happened without the president knowing about it. It was, to me, it's kind of like one of those things where, and we've all kind of gotten used to this, that something will happen with the sole purpose of confusing everybody and wondering, hey, what did I just see? Did I see what I thought I just saw?
Well,
and it takes everybody kind of off their game, and the media starts going ballistic. It's almost as if he's manipulating the media by allowing these kinds of things to happen from time to time.
And that's the thing that made it even more confusing is that they were saying that the president sent them out there to do this.
Yeah.
The president told them to go out there, but then hours later, again, here he is at an appearance in front of his base telling everybody the exact opposite of what was said in that press conference. How can that be helpful?
I don't know, but what I do know is my expectations of what my expectations should be have changed.
Yeah.
So it's not like I expect to understand any of what goes on, and it's not like I have these, you know, expectations that there's going to be a linear train of logic. I don't understand what that's all about.
It's one of the networks this morning. I'm not going to say which, because then everybody's just going to say, oh, well, you know, obviously they've got this bent or this angle. But one of them said it's almost like there are two simultaneous governments running the country right now. There's the president, and then I guess the president's men and women who seem to be operating on different sets of tracks.
Yeah, but I think he's doing that on purpose. I think he's literally trying to fish the media along. You know, it's kind of like you drop the bait into the water, and the media goes after the bait.
I think he's almost fishing the base along. He's telling the people in person one thing and telling the nation in a televised press conference the opposite.
Except it's the media that reports this stuff to the base. So it's kind of like, you know, it's
No, I'm talking about him talking to the people that are actually at that appearance. He's the one giving them the message himself personally.
But he is aware that the media is going to pick up on these things, and he's aware that the media, you know, is like this. It's like a dog with a fresh new chew toy. You know, they get into it and they, you know, shake their head around and you know, he's basically creating this psychosis for the media where they don't know how to interpret what he's doing. I mean, it's like he's playing a game.
Yeah,
I mean, I realize that, you know, there's plenty of things to kind of you that are not understandable in this administration, but I also really believe that he is manipulative of the media as he is accusing the media of being towards him.
Well, I was just envisioning that almost a comedy movie type tie up in the closet. You know, where like his knees are bent and the rope is tied around. There's one rope tied around his knees.
And there's like sweat socks stuffed into his mouth.
And he's got like a gag across his face. And then his hands are tied in front of him also. And he's just kind of like, you know, trying to bang against the door with his head, trying to get one of the staff members in the White House to hear him, because all his intel, people tied him up, put him in a closet.
I don't believe that happens.
I bet it happens on a daily basis.
I don't remember any episode of The West Wing where that happened, or even House of Cards.
You didn't have to. Martin Sheen and Kevin Spacey, even with the stuff he was doing on the side, was running the country better.
I mean, I can see him being locked. I can see Kevin Spacey being locked in a closet, but not for very long.
In a boys' school.